Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, listen, man, if you've been reading the news, I guess COVID's got friends and brothers and mutants, which means you need a KISW face mask right now. And there's two different designs, and they've both been untheoretically proven to put COVID in a fearful place. Yeah, because the skull mask scares COVID. I think it will scare the Brazilian COVID. It will scare the UK COVID. And the camo COVID mask, you know, the mask we have.
COVID
the camo
can't find it.
It's right. Mm-hmm. It can't. So both have been unscientifically proven to do everything we've claimed.
100% of the time.
What we do know is they are masks, and you can buy them now at KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
Do everybody scream his name.
Beat Migs.
Don't be a loser.
Whoa. Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. And it's Tuesday, so it's time to turn down for tequila. That's what. Yeah, get yourself a margarita.
Because it's fun.
All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We got James in Gig Harbor. James, are you there?
I am. How's it going?
Going pretty good. Hey, James. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Goodbye. Yeah, buddy. Bring back some margaritas.
Yeah, bring back some margaritas.
Bring back some of that margaritas.
For those playing at home, James will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. James, you can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. You ready?
You can't see me, but I'm ready.
All right.
Nice.
Kit Brockman is a news anchor on which animated television show?
The Simpsons.
Yes. In networking, what does the D stand for in the abbreviation DSL?
Download?
No.
Pass.
The holes in Swiss cheese are also named after what body part?
Pass.
The sitcom Mom airs on what network?
PBS.
Yes. What author created the character Tom Sawyer? Which talk show host has the voice of Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
Ooh.
New England.
No.
That's very close to an early mistake.
How much money do you start a game of standard Monopoly with?
Ooh. 500?
No.
200?
No.
Oh.
a lot more than that. 3 correct.
I forget how much money you start with in Monopoly. That's
really
bad.
I'm told I should play that because they say it's really a good game when you play it right.
If you play it right, A, it'll go a lot faster. And I think...
That's the other thing. I didn't know you could actually negotiate in that game. So my buddies are trying to get me to play because they want to see how I'd be with it because I'm such a negotiator.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't bring myself to do it because it's
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Stevie.
Hey, Shane.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Kent Brockman is a news anchor on which animated television show?
The Simpsons.
Yes. In networking, what does the D stand for in the abbreviation DSL?
It's one way to network.
Oh, geez.
It involves some kind of lips, right?
No.
Okay.
Digital.
Then.
Yes. The holes in Swiss cheese are also named after what body part?
No.
Eyes?
Yes. The sitcom Mom airs on what network?
CBS.
Yes. Which author created the character Tom Sawyer?
Getty Lee.
No.
Mark Twain.
Yes.
Getty Lee. Very good.
Which talk show host was the voice of Dory in Finding Nemo?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. Which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
Massachusetts?
No.
No. Maine?
No.
New Hampshire.
No. How much money do you start a game of Standard Monopoly
Boston?
With? No.
$1,000.
No.
$2,500.
No.
$6,900.
No. In what year of the late 2000s did Paul Newman pass away?
2008.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7-3.
Yeah.
Good job.
Sorry, James.
It's all good. Good job, Steve.
Thanks, James. Have a great day.
Yeah, good sport there.
I mean, I knew he was going to win, but that Paul Newman guess, come on.
What?
Yeah, there we go. Exactly.
Sorry I insulted your hometown.
Yeah. Well, you know where Cape Cod is? It's in Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's a cape. You know, there's water.
Wait, the question was by water or not around water?
Not around water.
I said, which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
Oh, you misunderstood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Massachusetts has got a ton of coastline.
Like, Maine is like right there. I mean, yeah.
Well, Cape Cod, home of Smith Family Popcorn.
Oh, is it? Is that where
great
it's
people,
at?
Great popcorn. Yeah, that's where they sell it.
And Cape Cod potato chips, too. They do a great job.
And shout out to Pat from Smith Family. Sent me an Instagram message because we talked about him. He said, dude, thank you for saying nice things about our popcorn because we've been getting a bunch of Tuscan Joy popcorn orders from the Washington area.
What was the Tuscan Joy one?
It's the one that has like the olive oil and the garlic. So amazing. And it's the best popcorn I've ever had.
Did you order any for us?
No. I brought popcorn in for you guys.
Yeah. I know, but not the Tuscan. Did you bring the Tuscan?
No, I ate that already.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to Smith Family Popcorn.
Yeah, you can order it.
Some.
But you know the guy.
You're fancy. You live on the island.
You don't need to know the guy to buy popcorn.
Why are you not on with this? I'm trying to get Steve to do it, and you're trying to get me to do it.
Either of you getting it means that I get it.
I'll
so
send
I'm kinda
you
cool
the
with
link
that.
To where you can order the popcorn.
I feel like you should get it because you know the guy.
Okay, so no one can order popcorn from them? They don't know the guy?
Now you know. Look at Danny. Danny's not even going to do it. He won't even touch the computer.
I brought popcorn in, you ungrateful bastards.
I didn't say I was not...
I'm not ungrateful!
I didn't say I was upset about that.
Steve.
What's that?
I enjoyed the popcorn.
It was delicious.
I knew he was holding out on us.
He brought
in the popcorn he didn't like.
No, I actually really liked the popcorn
in. But you liked the other one better because that was the one you kept telling us about.
Yeah, I already ate it.
And here he goes, here's this popcorn. And I'm like... Oh, wow. I'm like, no, none of that's here. Of course, he ate that one.
Well, if it's that good to eat it, I'm going to eat it.
Fortunately, it's available online, BJ. You can just get it.
Words to live by. If it's that good to eat it, I'm going to eat it.
Damn straight.
Thanks, Gronk.
BJ, which New England state does not have any ocean coastline?
I believe it's Vermont.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
That's where our buddy Bob Rivers lives.
Oh,
Yeah, that's right. Great state of Vermont, making his maple syrup.
When are you going to get us some of that maple syrup, BJ?
I have some maple syrup, but
why haven't you brought it in yet?
It's in my freezer. I'm just waiting to make a trade.
Oh, you got to keep maple syrup. Keep it in the freezer if you're not using it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Keeps it good.
Huh? Does it freeze?
I don't know, but it would say once you let it thaw out, it's good.
Oh, all right. Okay. No, I didn't know if it was like vodka. You put it in the freezer. It's not going to like freeze.
Yeah, just like super chills or something.
That's a good question. I don't know. I just was told to keep it in the freezer if I knew I wasn't going to use it for a while.
Does anybody know how much money you start a game of Standard Monopoly with?
Danny?
Isn't it 100?
No.
Gosh, no?
No.
Rev says a lot. I don't know.
It's 1,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, it's been a long time since I played.
Yeah. It's a certain amount, you know, like a couple of hundreds. 1,500.
That's enough to buy a lot of property.
Yeah, that's what they want you to do.
Okay.
To buy all the property.
That's what they want.
Yeah, then argue about it.
Yeah, they do.
Well, congratulations to you.
Do they give it to you as a Visa check card, or is that how it works?
There's a new version that has a debit card.
Yeah. No.
I swear.
And yeah. You can scan things?
Yeah, and it's you swipe it, and you do that. It makes it, I guess,
and did you guys know easier. That you could make deals? Like, you could trade properties with people whatever? We never played that way growing up.
One of the original rules is if you go around and, like, you buy a, or you land on a property and you don't buy it, it immediately goes on auction.
Yeah, I did.
I know that.
No wonder I hated the game. I thought it was so boring. It was so random. You're never going to be able to. I mean, somebody who's lucky enough to get to buy two properties in a row because they randomly landed there. I hated the game for that. I didn't know you could negotiate.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a house rule or not, but usually if you were not doing well, you would then just give them to your friends to piss off whoever you didn't want to win.
Well, you can make trades and deals and stuff. Yeah. And yeah, if you want to do a, like a kingmaker situation, or you just want to get out of the damn game, then right.
Or you want to screw over the guy that's doing really well.
Yeah.
A couple of you are like, hey, you want my property? And then that person gets pissed off and usually flips the table. And my buddy, aka my buddy Matt from college.
Yeah. And then the game's over at least.
It truly is. After like hours of playing.
Yeah.
He would do that.
That's the thing. You can't play with king unless the game is specifically, you know, like it says, we're making a king. And but even then, I think I try to play a game where you got to make it worth my while. I'm not going to hand over a victory to anybody. But if you make it look like I have a chance to win by making this negotiation and put you in a stronger place, then I'll do it.
But what if the person's just being an insufferable jerk, the one that's winning, and he's just, you know, constantly
gloating,
doing
all that
jackass about it? Then it's fun to piss that guy.
Yeah, then at that point, screw him. Yeah.
Don't ever play with BJ any game because
I'm trying to be better though. I really am because I can be an insufferable jerk. I just was an insufferable jerk again, but only because I thought people were old shaming. Me
when
yeah I did.
When was this?
I was playing some games, you know, we get to play because Zulu's has the outdoor patio, so we can play outdoor Zulu's. So one of my buddies was telling me to make a move that I was making a different move, and I did so bad at this game. I knew I was going to lose. It really didn't matter, but I got in a giant argument because I really thought they were like, you're an old man, you don't know what you're doing. I lost it. And then at the end, I had to
Did you throw your dentures at him?
I should have. I never told him why I was upset, but I had to apologize, but I had to give it some thought. And then a couple of days later, it occurred to me, ever since I've turned 60, I'm now thinking everyone's going to basically old-splain things to me, where I'm too old and don't understand. And this dude was a much younger dude. And it really, like, the tone of his voice, it made me sound like, oh, Pops, you don't know, but if you do this. And it triggered the hell out of me. I'm like, I am not old to the point where I can't figure out how to play my own game, and I lost it.
So now we know how to get under the skin.
But Danny, I've been trying, and up until that moment, I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
I can give you a hard time. I understand what you mean. Like, sometimes you create these like scenarios in your head, and you get mad at somebody not realizing that their intentions were not there. I had that happen one time in a wrestling locker room where somebody was like in the other area, and one of my buddies said something like, what are you going to do that when you're in your 40s or something? Like, talking about something, and I'm like, hey, what the hell does that mean? He goes, what? I'm like, what do you mean about in their 40s? I thought you were taking a shot.
Yeah.
And he goes, you're in your 40s? I'm like, yeah. I didn't know that. I thought you were in your 30s. And he felt awful. I'm like, I'm the idiot that overreacted. Like, you did not mean anything by it. And
so you got that right away. I wish I did.
But yeah.
That's amazing, though, because they don't realize you're in your 40s.
Right. It was like you insulted me in a roundabout way, but you didn't mean to in the way you also complimented me.
Exactly,
so
yeah.
I'm kind of torn.
Yeah.
And you made me feel good and really crappy at the same time.
I'm going to punch you in the face, but I want to buy you dinner. It's
right.
Great.
I'm going to punch you and I'm going to hug you with like a comfortably long time.
I didn't get any.
Pre-COVID.
I didn't, all I wanted to do was punch. I want a pre-COVID punch.
Because he probably had no idea that he was doing that to you.
No, and my buddy even said, you know, we all have good intentions here, but I didn't want to hear it. My mind was telling me, no, you don't. You're all telling me I'm an old man. That's what my brain was telling me. And then I didn't even realize that's what my brain was telling me. Like, it happened so quickly, I totally didn't know that was. I had to think about it. I go, why did I react so badly to all this? And I was like, oh, right, because I thought he was treating me like an old man.
Mm.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm like, oh, man, I can't believe it. I didn't want to ever be that guy that wanted to tells the young people to shut up on stuff. But when it comes to gaming, I still think I think that's my arena. Don't tell me I'm too old in this arena.
You're the Tom Brady of board games.
I would like to think so, yes.
I know so.
There we go. Yeah. And all of a sudden, here's this Patrick Mahomes upstart telling me I'm not doing
right.
Like,
oh, I'm going to win two championships and one of them will be in front of you.
Yeah, I don't want to see that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You, it's exactly what's going on. He sounded like Kermit, too. You're right. It was like this Kermit the Frog guy. All right, there's this really, really great chat online about nudists, PowerPoint presentations, and the happy birthday song. Oh, yeah, what's this chat all about? I'll tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
All right, you might think that we're spending a lot of time on TikTok more than we should, but you know there's a lot of cool stuff going on.
What else is there to do?
I mean,
yeah,
really,
right?
Yeah.
We're TikToking.
So there was someone on TikTok that asked people to name weird things that their family did that they thought were normal as a kid.
Okay.
And we got some of the weird answers. We got a couple of them here. This kid, for his whole life, thought that the Happy Birthday song had a second verse about hoping the person would, quote, live 100 years and drink 100 beers.
I never heard that.
I've never heard that verse. Is that this, do they sound,
is that a thing?
No, I haven't heard that version, but my family does a whole second verse, and it's all about God and whatnot. And we always thought that was normal growing up. And then when I started doing that at a friend's birthday party in like first grade, everyone looked at me like, what are you singing? And I was like, oh, not everyone does this.
We did the, it was like, how old are you now? How old are you now? You look like a monkey and you smell like one too.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Wow. Yeah, someone of those. I think it was, that was the lines. But yeah, we had our own that I thought was.
Wow.
Honestly, not hearing your reaction, I just thought everyone did that.
Well, no, because we did as well, but it was a completely different one. It was, and many more on Channel 4 and Scooby-Doo on Channel 2.
I remember that one.
Okay.
But that's not like they, ours went like, may our dear Lord bless you, and they went through the whole thing.
Throwing a little religion in there.
It was super religious. Right. I mean, my family's super Catholic, so.
Was there someone in the corner going, Red Rab?
Yeah, pretty much.
It sounds very, like, cryptic.
Yeah, I feel like live 100 years and drink 100 beers is surely a better version of all of it.
Yes. And ours would end with we would do the end many more, but then there would be no other, that's how it ended.
Yeah.
Until the next year.
That's a weird thing, man.
Cliffhanger.
This one kid had to make a PowerPoint presentation every December to show his dad why he deserved the Christmas gifts he asked for. That's a weird thing to do in your family.
That's funny. It's very weird, but I think he might thank his dad later because now he's able to do PowerPoint.
As well as stand up in front of somebody and make a presentation.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're trying to make a pitch. It is weird, but I can understand the dad's motivation.
Yeah, you slacked on that PowerPoint for your G.I. Joe action figures. Sorry,
buddy.
I don't know why I went with G.I. Joe action figures. I don't even think they make those anymore.
Oh, yeah, but people still love G.I. Joe. There's a couple of them out there. This girl's parents were nudists. So until she was a teenager, she thought everyone just took all their clothes off as soon as they got home from work.
That's going to make sleepovers weird.
Right? Yeah, I mean, if you're a nudist, I feel like you somehow still have to understand that you are such a minority that you've got to raise your kids to know the difference between, like, how to be a nudist in your own world and then also how to be in other people's worlds when the majority of the people are not nudists.
We had a biology teacher, and gosh, it had to have been either junior high or high school, and he was a nudist, and he shared it with us, and we were all kind of like looking at each other.
Yeah, that's not good.
He's like, yeah, when we get home in our house, everybody takes off their clothes, and we just live in our house naked, mom, dad, kids, everybody. And I remember, like, all of us, even though we were young, we all looked at each other like, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
But he just said it freely, like it was no big deal. And I've never met anyone else that's ever been... So I thought, is that how adults do it? And, you know, for a half a second, I thought, am my parents weird? We're not naked in our house. I'm glad that we all of us students looked at each other and had that kind of look and talk with each other, because for all I know, I would have went home that day and said, hey, Mom, Dad, why aren't we naked in our homes? And
that would have been fantastic.
Go back to your room and shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is the only one that I think is like, you know, and look, I have nothing against anybody who's a nudist, because I know it has nothing to do with sex or anything. But the idea is that you're living in a place and you have to take into account the place you're living in, which is a place of clothed people. And that's most of us.
And what happens when you have people over?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you conform and put clothes on, or do you say, hey, can you take off your shoes, your pants, your shirt? Your socks and your underwear, please.
And when you're hanging out at home, do you put towels down for wherever you sit?
I have no idea about that. That's not a nudist.
I would. I was in a situation.
Vicky, you could never be a nudist. You're so OCD.
No, I would get the plastic that old ladies get on their furniture.
No. My parents had that when I was a kid. That sucked in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
You just stick to it.
Imagine being a nudist on that couch.
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's not cool.
I don't like this conversation.
I'd be holding my beans, if you know what I mean.
I'd be holding my beans. In case you don't know what I mean, of course we all know what you mean.
I'll be holding my beans.
That's the new happy birthday.
Yes.
The second verse.
Wow. And many more.
Hold your beans. Okay.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Okay, so TikTok started this whole crazy conversation about the weird things that their family did when they were, that they thought were normal when they were kids. So how about you? What is something weird your family did that you thought was totally normal? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What's something weird your family did that you thought was totally normal? Your calls, your texts after Alien Ant Farm on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Someone on TikTok, they asked people to name weird things their family did that they thought were normal as a kid, so we're asking you the same thing. What's something weird your family did that you thought was totally normal? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Sean in Bellingham. Sean, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the show. What you got for us, buddy?
Well, I come from a upbringing of not quite malicious, but very, very casual racism.
Very casual racism. I'm not too sure you can be casual, but I'll let you explain.
I'll just give you an example here. Whenever we go out to eat at like a Chinese restaurant and we'd hear one of the cooks talking or whatever, my grandfather used to pull his eyes back like that.
You think that's casual racism?
It's in the fact that it was casual for them.
Gotcha. They just thought it was like they were just being what they be. I'm just curious where we're going with this.
So the topic is that you thought this was normal, but now you realize it's weird.
That's all he grew up with, and that's the environment he was around. Yeah. I can understand why you thought that was just normal until you probably try it around somebody, and they're like, dude, that's not cool.
Yeah, and I come from a very multiracial place, and that would be the thing with all the races, really. That were around there, and you know, I just thought it was normal that we'd just be like, "Oh, hey, there's a different man over there who does these things."
Right, until you do it in front of that person, you probably thought, "Oh, they're just cool with it."
Yeah, you know, I would. First of all, people get racism confused with the word bigotry, biases, whatever, because racism is where you believe that your race is better than somebody else's race, and to the point you think that race is less than human sometimes. Whereas bigotry is just like you just happen to think that, you know, that race is different, but you don't necessarily think you're better than that race. You just go, well, that race does this, I don't do that. But yeah, I would if there's anything where I would call casual bigotry, I think would be the way my dad would relate to everybody who was his friend. My father had friends from every different walk of life there could be, whether it be regional situation, like somebody was from the north or the south. We had a guy he called the rebel because he was from the south. He moved from the south to Massachusetts, and it didn't matter what his name was. You were the rebel to my father, and that was everybody called him the rebel. And then my father was an Italian. He was given a creative
name by his Portuguese friend. My father turned around and said, well, my Portuguese friend, I have a creative name for you. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there was the Irish friend in the neighborhood, and that the Irish friend had a name. But they were all friends. They all loved each other. They would take a bullet for each other. But they surely use terms that you today you'd go, wow, you would not say that about somebody. Mm-hmm. But I call that casual bias, bigotry, whatever, because it was just what they did back then. But they weren't doing it behind each other's backs like that guy did at the restaurant.
Yeah. And I can see where that guy's coming from. Like, 'cause that's all you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you know, I mean, there were some terrible songs we would sing as kids.
Yeah.
Thinking that that was okay and everybody was cool with it until you realized that the person that would be impacted by that looked very upset. And then you're like, oh, crap. I did not know until you are wisened up and that, like, understand where that guy's coming from. Like, here you are thinking your grandpa's being silly, not knowing until you do it probably in front of someone that maybe is a friend or maybe not a friend. And then the results aren't as positive as you thought they might be.
Oh, Steve, do you remember? I mean, maybe you don't remember this, but there, whenever we had to pick somebody for teams, you would always do the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe song. The most horrific song ever.
I've heard the stories of that song. I think that was a little bit before my time, but I've heard this, and it's like, that's just on a whole
That was
level.
My whole
Terrible.
Neighborhood. I mean, I'll never forget the first time because my whole neighborhood was a white neighborhood, and I will never forget that, you know, the first time that I finally met an African-American person, and we were choosing for teams for something. I don't know what it was. And then somebody started singing that song, and the guy's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then immediately it was like, oh, crap. You just thought it was a normal thing to do until you realize, oh, when there's another human being in front of you and the song is basically the most horrific thing you could say about a person, you go, wow, and I was raised to think this is normal.
Mine's not, has nothing to do with any of that stuff, but I always thought for the longest time that spending a half hour to an hour in the bathroom is just what you do. Because that's what my dad did when he would come home.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he just wanted to get away from all of us.
Yes.
And he was sick of work, sick of commuting. He's like, first thing he would do, say hi to everyone, tell everyone he loves them. I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be back. And he would not come back from anywhere from a half hour to an hour. And the bathroom door was closed. I have no idea what he was doing in there. For all I know, it wasn't anything that I could speak of. But I'm pretty sure he was reading magazines and just hanging out. Probably dropping a dooski as well. But so I always thought that's just how you did things. And until someone's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just thought you're supposed to hang out in the bathroom for a half hour before you're done. So I would just sit there.
Oh, that's wild.
Because that's just what I knew. I didn't know that. I was like, okay, well, if I'm done in 10 minutes, I still got 20 more minutes to kill.
That's nuts.
Stupid.
Wow.
I see your kids are in the room.
I'm interested to see what they thought was normal that's weird. I'm very fascinated.
I always thought it was normal to eat. When you eat a banana, it has to be covered in sprinkles. Because
what?
That is the only way my mom would prepare a banana for us. Because we as children didn't like to eat vegetables, didn't like to eat fruit. So she used to cut it up and then put sprinkles on each little bite for us.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. So then it would be even sweetness to the sweetness of the banana. And so one time I went to my friend's house and her mom asked us what we wanted for a snack. And I said, a banana. And she just hands us a banana. And I'm like, Where are the sprinkles?
What
at?
Is this lady sending it back?
Excuse me, you're missing something. Yeah, my friend was like, "What are you talking about?"
And you're ruined.
Were they chocolate sprinkles? I missed
rainbow sprinkles.
Rainbow sprinkles. Sorry, I missed that first.
Oh yeah, they got to be pretty.
I feel like chocolate sprinkles on a banana would be
that
pretty
would
delicious.
Be really good. Yeah, actually,
that's true.
I've never had sprinkles on my banana before.
It just makes
really?
It a little sweet.
You're
a
not
crunch.
Going to the right clubs.
Yeah, where are you been, Steve? It's a party in your mouth, let me tell you.
That sounds fantastic.
Okay, let's not use that phrase.
My banana in some sprinkles.
Yeah.
Again, you better be careful.
Put my mouth on that.
There
are
laws.
You have a banana every morning, right?
Yeah.
I do have a banana every morning.
I'll bring some sprinkles for you.
Well, you should have it in my car, so. Yeah.
I would like to call CPS just because I feel like I'm being abused by this conversation.
I'll grab a second banana from Carl. Yeah, it's never, too much potassium is not a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And so that. So now Joey Deez is here. I wonder what weird thing he grew up if it wasn't the sprinkling banana.
D's nuts.
The sprinkling banana. Don't Urban Dictionary that.
I forgot about that. But those did make bananas way better. But when we were younger, we moved around a bunch as kids. And every time when we'd move, when you moved into a new classroom, they'd introduce you and they'd be like, say something special. Well, I'd always be like, oh, well, I move around a bunch like everyone else, but I've been to a bunch of different places. It wasn't until I moved here where I realized it's not really normal to move like 6 times.
No.
And I got up in front of the class and go, oh, guys, hey, how's it going? Let me tell you, I'm from New York. I've been to all these places. Where's everyone else been? And the whole a room was just silent.
Yeah, we've just been stuck here in San Francisco, you jerk.
No, they were like, oh, we're all from Washington, man. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, cool. Do you guys play football? They're like, no, it rains. And that was my introduction to Washington when I was in fifth grade.
I had no idea you thought that everybody did that. That's wild.
I thought everyone moved. Yeah, we moved like seven times when I was younger.
Yeah.
So
we were stuck at the same house forever.
Yeah. Right? And everyone has their clique when you move when you're in elementary school, and I'm just sitting there on the outside.
No. Oh. Then, like, the nerdier kids, like, want to hit you up so I have, like, a new friend. That's what when we were kids, like, you know, so a new kid came, you're like, sweet, they're not tainted by everyone's opinion of everybody, so they might think we're cool.
Well, everyone did have a second, that moment where they were trying to get me into their clique, but I don't think I was cool enough for anyone.
Well, that's also the problem. It's like, at first, they were like, oh, this is someone new and cool, and then they're like, oh, he's not cool. Get out.
I had some attitude, man. Yeah, everyone was like really polite here, and we were. BJ did not raise us to be the most polite kids, I would say.
Huh. I couldn't imagine that.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's your mother. Your mother was the most impolite person I've ever met.
How about this one? Somebody says my mom would cut my meat for me. I don't think this is a euphemism.
Pardon me?
It wasn't until high school that I realized that nobody else does that, and my mom was weird.
Ooh. That's, yeah.
Like, up until high school?
That's
yeah,
weird.
That's, like, creepy.
Wow.
Right? Hold on, I'm going to cut your meat.
Yeah.
That was kind of like my mom, too. She would do that for me when I was a kid, and I never knew why.
As a kid?
And she would also do it. She would also do, like, well done, but also well done meat until I was probably in high school. And I realized that, like, this meat is, no, you need to do it differently. I think for me, though, it was, I had a really big family. I had five uncles and four aunts, and I had 22 first cousins. And so I just always thought that everyone had really big families. So I'd be like
22? Oh,
yeah, yeah. And
four.
And I was
only
just
four?
We'd hang out on the weekends and we, you know, go to different houses, and all my cousins were like my brothers and sisters. So I'd tell stories and be like, "Oh, now how about your cousins?" And everyone would be like, "Oh, I don't have any cousins," or like, it's just my parents were only children. And that was such a weird thing for me going to school, of being like, "Oh, people don't have big families."
Yeah, in my time, people did. But yeah, by the time, you know, you got to be, because you're Sarah and Joey's age, we were doing maybe three kids max in families. My generation, you didn't see too many people doing nine kids.
No.
Which would get you, of course, all those cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you related to Sean Kemp?
Probably. Okay. <yeah.
laughs> How about this one? My Dutch grandmother, this text says, raised us children and said that if you don't belch at the dinner table, that was an insult to her cooking.
Oh, I have heard about that before.
Man, I would.
The belching situation,
me.
Yeah.
What about farting? Can you do that? I'm not too sure.
That's accepted at the dinner table. That I don't know.
One person did not know that people didn't call milk moo juice. I didn't realize that until the kids at school made fun of me for asking them if they wanted my chocolate moo juice.
That's cute.
Yeah, but when you're, Rev, you don't think things are cute when you are a school person, when you're like in fifth grade.
Yeah, they find any reason to make fun of you for stuff.
Right,
you
know? Hey, it's Mikey Moo Juice over there.
Yeah, and that would be me. That would be me with that nickname. Oh, Mikey Moo Juice, how you doing?
So it says my sister-in-law said my brother cut her meat for her. We're in our 30s.
Okay,
that's weird.
How do you not just take a look at it and go, hey, wait, do you see any other adults doing this? When adults do it, you go, dude, what are you doing? The kid might not know any better, but what are you doing?
That's a woman that's just like my man does everything for me.
Yeah.
Cut my meat.
Yeah, that's not
right. I'm sure she's not cutting his meat. Yeah.
I know, Steve. Yes, you know. Yeah. No, I don't know. Show me the picture.
I don't think she's giving him the moo juice either.
Okay, that's... You know?
You know? You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You pick it up when I'm laying down?
I have picked it up. I've looked at it. I'm going to put it back down and give it to somebody else. That's what I'm going to do. Hey, Lindsay Lohan. It's been a while since we talked about her. She actually did something really cool and unexpected for a fan that paid her to do a cameo video. You'll hear what she did at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.